Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Boy, we have a lot to get to today. We will play for you the best of the most important thing said yesterday by A.J. Brown as he held court in the Eagles locker room. Rhea Hughes joins us coming up at 10:30. A little accountability later in the show for things said gone wrong. We'll do that, including my accountability. As we look forward to the Phillies and the Dodgers, it is here. A playoff series 4 years in the making is about to start Saturday night at Citizens Bank Park. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. It's a lot to unpack today, but the first thing that's on my mind is real messed up that Xbox, you know, raised the price of Game Pass.
Oh, did they?
That's not cool. Yeah, they raised it like $30 now.
You going to be able to do it? Or
it's going to be tight.
Okay.
Got to cut back on some things. But yeah, $30, that's a lot of money.
You going to go into the boss and ask for a little raise? Hey, listen,
I got this Xbox thing, man. They raised the price.
Well, so, yeah, you said it's going to be tight. I could also say that for the Phillies and the Dodgers. Oh, boy, Hugh, here we go. No surprise for me. The Dodgers wiped the floor with the Reds. We thought this was going to happen. It did happen. And away we go Saturday, Citizens Bank Park. And let me say this. I was driving around last night a little bit listening to Jack and James as they were doing the broadcast, High Hopes Radio, from Citizens Bank Park. 30,000 people showed up. Red October for, you know, an inter-squad. I mean, the fact that everyone was there last night, more people there, it's amazing. It's amazing, and it says how fired up this city is for the Phillies to go finish the job here and win a World Series. And here is what's in front of us, Hugh. The most difficult challenge we're going to have the entire month of October starts on Saturday. The biggest challenge the Phillies have to win the World Series is the first series, a five-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Look, we could do this any way everyone wants to do it today. We could be, you know, pound our chest and have bravado. We're going to wipe the floor with the Dodgers. Or we could be real about it and say, they're challenging. This is going to be difficult. I believe the Phillies are going to win, but I'm at the point where I have a healthy amount of respect for the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers, Hugh. I'm going to pick the Phillies, and I hope they're able to pull this off. But my goodness gracious, the Dodgers and the Phillies, Hugh, this is not your typical first-round series. This is the two favorites in the National League to get to the World Series facing each other in the first round. Hugh, your first thought, Phils Dodgers Saturday.
You know what my first thought was, because I watched a little bit of that game last night, because I picked Cincinnati to win. I picked all the underdogs yesterday.
Almost hit them all. We tried to tell you about the Reds, though.
Yeah. They look very formidable.
Yes.
No question about that. There's no question about that. But I believe in the Phils. I believe in the last time that they were out there, they handled their business. This is going to be tough. I'm with you with that. There's going to be probably a lot of moves made and some individuals that we're going to have step up that we didn't count on to step up. But I still think they persevere and they win this. I really do.
So, I'm going to pick the Phillies to win. I believe the Phillies are going to win. I felt since the middle of August, late August, that there's something different and special about this team, and they're going to answer the bell, and they're going to finish the job, and they're going to have home field, and they're going to find a way to do this. But if you ask me right now, do I expect the Phillies to win? Do I hope they're going to win? I hope. But the expectation is reserved for if they play the Brewers. I will expect them to beat the Brewers. If they play the Cubs, I will expect them to beat the Cubs. If they play the Padres, I will expect them to beat the Padres. If we're in the World Series, I will expect the Phillies to beat anyone coming out of the American League. But the Dodgers? Hugh, I hope. Hugh, where are you on the scale of hope and expectation? Do you expect the Phillies to win this series?
I do. I expect them to win because I think
confidence.
That this is a team.
I like that.
I think this is a team of destiny, man. Yeah. You things that are when you earn them this way, they mean more.
Yes.
You know, when you talk about the adversity that this team has faced all season, I don't think that if you were to ask this team with everything that they've been through over the years, I'm talking about playoff appearances and playoff miscues, and they wouldn't have it any other way, because I think it means more when you go through the absolute best. And the Dodgers right now. You know, we were talking in the break, and we were talking in the meeting. Mookie's Mookieing.
He's back.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I asked Ben that, and he was like, "Yeah, Mookie's doing his thing." I think that's what makes it more meaningful. Now I know there's still a lot of baseball left to be played after this series, but still, this feels like whoever wins this has a great chance to win the World
Series. Yeah, I would set whoever wins this as the favorite to win the World Series. It starts Saturday. Where do you come down? Hope or expect the Phillies to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers? And it does feel like these two teams have been dancing around each other for 4 years. I mean, the Dodgers are in the playoffs every year. And since 2022, the Phillies have been there. In fact, Dave Roberts in April, when the Dodgers came to Philadelphia, kind of was asked about this and alluded to the idea that these two teams keep missing each other. And I think deep down he knew it wasn't going to last for long. Here was Dave Roberts in Philadelphia back in April.
I think that both teams like to use each other as like a barometer or a benchmark. I think there's a little bit of that. There's a lot of familiarity. And we haven't played in a lot of postseason games in recent years. But there's like a little rivalry with us, which is interesting. And I think in a really good way.
Just because you've both been good for so long?
We've been good for so long. I think we play similarly. There's a lot of star power with both ball clubs. I think there's a mutual respect. I enjoy playing these guys.
Do you find it odd that you guys haven't met in the playoffs yet in the last few years?
Yeah, I don't want to necessarily want to talk it into existence, but it is odd, yeah.
Well, he kind of has, and here we are. It's Shohei Ohtani, Christopher Sanchez on Saturday night, 215-592-9494. Look, here's how I see the series. The Dodgers right now are set as the favorite, and I understand it. They are the favorite right now over at FanDuel to win this series. They have an incredible starting rotation that is pitching better in the last month than anybody in baseball. Their bullpen, though, is a weakness, and you saw that in the last two nights against the Reds, where the Reds were down so much it probably was over anyway, but the Reds got some offense going against the Dodgers' bullpen. Lineup-wise, their top three is awesome, but our top three is awesome, too. Like, if Trey Turner and Schwarber and Harper levels up, we can match them for five games, what they have with Betts and Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. This is the battle of the two best teams of baseball. I think this is the best team the Phillies have seen in the playoffs since the 2022 World Series. I know we took the Braves out, and the Braves are really good. I think the Dodgers, defending champions, are better than that Braves team in 23 and 22. This is the biggest challenge we've seen in the playoffs since the 2022 World Series. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Kyle Schwarber, because one of the advantages the Phillies have is Citizens Bank Park. Game one, game two, game five are going to be here. Hugh, this home field's got to play up, and the Phillies need to win the games here in Philadelphia. Here's Schwarber talking about the atmosphere at Citizens Bank Park.
It's just addicting. It's so much fun. That's why I say it's the best version of baseball. You get the best fans out. You get the best environments out there. In Philly, I don't think anything can compare to where you know, they're just, like I said, they're pouring everything they have into you. And if you're on the other team, good luck. I mean, I wouldn't want to hear some of the things that are being said to the outfielders or.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, I wouldn't either, and I'm sure the Dodgers don't either, and I'm sure they're not going to love to be here on Saturday or on Monday or potentially next Saturday. Phillies-Dodgers, it starts Saturday. I hope the Phillies win. Hugh Douglas expects the Phillies to win. Where do you come down? We start with the toughest opponent. I remember saying before we had the Rams playoff game here last January, I said I believe the Eagles were going to win that game. I picked them to win the game, but I feel like I'm going to want to throw up for 3 hours, and that's the way I felt that Sunday afternoon watching that game. And I feel like I'm going to want to throw up for 45 innings over the next week starting Saturday. This is not going to be for the faint of heart. If you take blood pressure medication, take extra, because this is going to be a tough series. I hope the Phillies do it. They certainly can. And I believe they're going to. But my goodness gracious, we got a heavyweight battle in the first round. Kyle, what are you feeling here as in come the Dodgers on Saturday?
Yeah, it was rare for me to be like emotional after watching the Dodgers beat the Reds.
Real? Emotional? It's rare for you to be emotional? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
Even keeled, Kyle. Yeah, easy.
I'm okay. Steady, dude. Yeah. I'm okay. always steady back here.
Unlike you.
But, you know, I kind of realized and told myself, like, the Reds didn't belong in that series.
No.
They didn't belong in the postseason.
Nope.
The Phillies do. Like, we're the two seed for a reason. The second best record in baseball for a reason. And I said, right as the season was ending and the Phillies were, like, seemingly playing the best baseball all year, that it really feels like they might just go and win the World Series. So, like, what are we doing here? What am I thinking that for? If I don't think we can take the Dodgers, we can take the freaking Dodgers. We have home field advantage in the series. We beat the Dodgers in the season series. Like, the Phillies are, and they belong, as one of the best teams in baseball. We have a better record than the Dodgers this season for a reason. So, like, what are we here for if we can't take down the Dodgers? We can take down the freaking Dodgers.
I like
it. And we're going to do it.
Well, and they also have, here's what they do have right now. They have an advantage heading into the series. The Dodgers had to deploy two of their best pitchers just to get here. Right? They're 1-2 right now. They're not going to pitch until games 2 and 3. Now, Shohei Ohtani's not your typical number 3 starter, but they had to go through a series. They had to deploy players. The Phillies have been resting this week. Inter-squad game this week. The Phillies have that advantage. Where do you come down on this series? It starts on Saturday. By the way, tomorrow is going to be our second annual Red October Rally. Hugh, this is going to be awesome tomorrow. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It starts with our show live at Stateside Live tomorrow. That's the new name for what you knew as Xfinity Live at the South Philly Sports Complex. Special Phillies guests will join us throughout the day. We're hearing rumors of Scott Fransky and Ben Davis and Devin Caney and many more, including the High Hopes guys in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to have a lot of great guests on tomorrow, a lot of great discussion about the series. Come on out, Stateside Live tomorrow, our second annual Red October Rally at Stateside Live, the former Xfinity Live. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, your reaction. It is the Dodgers. Nobody but Hugh Douglas is surprised it's the Dodgers as he bet on the Reds last. Why'd you bet on the Reds?
Because I thought they were going to win. I went straight underdog.
I know.
I went straight underdog, and I hit 3 of them things. Mm.
You know who hit 4?
I don't care.
Did you hit a 4-leg parlay yesterday, Hugh?
I did not.
Did you? Mm-mm. Okay, I did.
Are you vibing on a higher frequency?
Of course I am.
Is that how that works?
My third eye is open.
Yep. Can't say nothing about that. Mm-hmm. He hit it.
You would have hit the parlay if you listened to me and didn't take the Cincinnati Reds. I told you.
Jumped out on them like a little bunch of little crickets.
It's a cute story. Wonderful, cute story. Remind me of the Marlins 2 years ago when they came in here. Cute story. Let's move on to the real teams in the playoffs. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Your reaction to Phil's Dodgers, hope or expect the Phillies to move on to the NLCS as the two favorites to get to the World Series face off in the NLDS. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Guys, I am extremely confident that the Phillies are going to beat the Los Angeles Cowboys. And to those that don't understand this, they are the Cowboys, because no team has ever been overhyped more than the Dodgers. I'm so sick and tired of everybody heaping praise at them, and they're so great because they spend all this money, and on paper they're this and they're that, and you know, they flop. I'm done with it. All right. So listen,
I mean, they did win the World Series last year, right?
Joe, that's irrelevant to my take.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So, but let me tell you the main reason why I'm so chesty, and this isn't just a false bravado. Like, this is legit. 110% real. And it is because of the fan base. And it is because that fan base gets to open at home at the bank, which is going to be even more electric than any of the previous years. And you know what? Because in 2022, when we came in, it was electric. It was off the hook. But we were also enjoying the ride. The mood was a little different. We didn't expect to be there, so we were just enjoying the ride. And then last year's problem was rolling in, we coasted in. We were 500 from the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. We were not a hot team. But we were also a little overly confident because we felt like, hey, we're the best and we should just roll over people. But it just didn't happen. Where this year, like, we all know and understand this is it. Like, there's no more run it backs, anything. Like, this is the last year. And we have to do this now. It's now or never. And, like, that's where I'm at with it. And I know that this year is going to be the year. You know, I know Third Eye Blind Douglas stupidly bet on the Reds. Sorry, you. But with all due respect. So, but his eye is open on this Phillies-Dodgers season series. They are going to beat the Dodgers. We are the hottest team. We are so red hot, and we are a team of destiny. It's like the Eagles when we lost Wentz. We lost Wheeler, and it doesn't matter. We've burned the boats. We're not turning back. We're bringing this home. The championship is coming home, and you know what? Saturday, it all kicks off, man, because we go into the most important time and get hyped because it's Red October! Go Phillies!
Chris, appreciate it. Chris's voice held up, which is good.
Yeah, it did. He had a nice little bounce.
There were questions. There were questions out there about his voice, if it was going to hold up after, you know, what happened.
Yeah, he was a little shaky yesterday.
And I mean, listen, it happens to the best of us. It happened to Chris yesterday.
And you know what? Kyle, you know what to do.
All right, Chris is, here's what I needed. I needed Chris's voice to hold up for the call as he's, because he's, you know, he's very confident in the Phillies. You can't come on here and be super confident and have your voice crack. That combination.
That'll go together.
Yeah. No, that is someone
the dog does not help.
Exactly, as you would say. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you guys doing?
Anthony, up, good morning, buddy. What are we feeling?
Hey, man, we sweeping the Dodgers, man. We sweeping them. Hey, Joe, you like that?
I love it. That'd be wonderful. I'm not sure I believe that, but I love it.
Come on, Joe. Joe, what you mean? What, you don't believe it?
Well, I don't believe we're going to sweep them. I mean,
get them, man.
Yeah.
Man, hey, Joe, we painting the city red. Oh, man, Joe. We ready, man. Let's go. Christopher Sanchez. He's getting up there with that mound. He's wiping him down. Let's go, Swarbomb. Trey Turner, the moment has never been bigger, Trey Turner. This is it. You bring your bat. You knock him off the park. Oh, let's go, Bryce Harper. The Panther and King. We got to go, man. Let's go, Bryce. Bring it back to
the
city, man.
Younger Herb.
We need y'all, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, Anthony. Wow. I love the confidence.
Younger Herb.
Love the confidence. We're just going to beat our chest today with this. We're on sweep now. Yeah. I mean,
well, what difference does it make? You know.
I love the confidence.
I've never given Anthony the music before. I wanted to test him.
Everybody,
he came on confident,
man.
Yelling at Joe. I mean, he was yelling at me on the phone, like I was nervous. I said we were going to win the series.
Well, again, to be fair, we're all picking them to win the series, but it's just a matter of you hope it or you expect it. I mean, like, if you want me to come on here and lie today and say the Dodgers aren't that good, okay, that's fine. The Dodgers aren't that good. We're going to mop the floor with them. Otani with that. Who plays two ways? Overrated. No, I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
I'm not that impressed with
that. Yeah, no, I'm quite impressed with Shohei Otani. He's the best baseball player I've ever seen. Look, the Phillies, what makes this series so fascinating is they're both playing well, right? It's not like the Dodgers are limping in. They're playing well. The Phillies have clearly played their best baseball in August and September. This is the best. You were talking about this yesterday. This is the best bottom of the lineup we've had this in, probably since 22, right? Like, we have more depth throughout the lineup.
You got more guys that you're not going to have to depend. You want your big guns, but you don't have to depend on them as much.
But we could. There's a chance we get a lot out of the Baders and the Marshes, right? Like that, and that's huge. And we have these, and we have a closer now that we haven't had in any of these postseason, really any of them. Even 22 when they got to the World Series. You know, it was Sir Anthony Dominguez. They had Eflin back there. They had Alvarado. But they didn't have anything like Jhon Duran. So the Phillies have their best team. This is the best version of Trey Turner we've had in Philadelphia. And we'll crawl across our fingers. He's that hamstring's going to hold up, and he's good to go. Maybe we'll see if he lets it loose running. But there's a lot of reasons to feel great about the Phillies. Nothing has changed. Kyle said it, that from August on, if we felt this was different. Nothing has changed about the Phillies. The only thing that's changed is we happen to just draw the most difficult opponent, Hugh, in the first round.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. But this fan base, like you said, man, it's different. And the simple fact for me that so many people came to an intra-squad scrimmage.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty dope. And they're going to be lathered up. The only thing that's disappointing to me is we have to work. Like, I would love to be in the throes of that because it was a 6:30 game.
Yeah.
And
6 or 6:30, depending on the Yankees.
Right. Yeah,
six or 6:30. But the problem, you know, we got a 1 o'clock Eagles game.
It's a lot of time.
We could be up by 10 a.m. the next day.
I want to celebrate. I want to celebrate after the win. I want to get banged up like everybody else, but I can't do that.
Yeah, sure.
You got to be a professional. Because I am a professional.
Mm-hmm. Oh, keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. I am a professional.
Really banged up right now.
215.
I would love to get banged up. Can't get banged up, though. Can't do it.
Well, how about this? Next Saturday is game 5, okay? The Eagles play on Thursday night.
Yeah, we get banged up for that one.
And might need to be banged up to get through 5.
Bang.
Boy, my blood pressure. Here's a real question for everyone. Are you guys ready for this? It's like, is everyone's stomach ready for this series?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, our hearts are all ready, but is your stomach ready?
Yeah. Well, you know, like,
nope.
I guess here's the thing for me. I'm not as excited as you guys are because we still got a little bit of time.
What do you mean time?
Like, well, okay,
we until Saturday? Saturday,
yeah.
No, but I mean, you're like for the next week, starting Saturday at 6 o'clock through the next Saturday. I'm telling you, if you take blood pressure medication, get that refill now because this is gonna be a pressure cooker.
Yeah, it's gonna be tight.
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Will, what's up, pal?
Oh, gentlemen, how y'all doing today? Dream team.
Good morning, Will. How we feeling? Expect or hope?
Come on, man. It's never been a doubt. I've
Will's been on this train.
I've been on this bus since the beginning of the season, before the season even started, man. We about to make history here. And we ain't playing with no team. But this is what I want to say, man. I know y'all going to laugh at me when I say this. I need Castellanos. I don't care what series it is. You need to put him in. And I believe Nola, when he do get that start, he going to pitch a no-hitter, man. Because I really believe
that
the guys
Nola's going to pitch a no-hitter? Is that what you said?
Aaron Nola?
Live your truth.
Like Roy Halladay? The guy that had a 6 ERA? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, I'm
going to
stand on it. You know, because...
Stand on business.
Why not?
This, right? When you most doubt a person, right, it brings out a different energy. And what I really wish, if I could get down to Lincoln Financial to give this hype speech that I'm going to get it more, I'm telling you, I'm going to light it up. And guess what? I want y'all to put me on first because I want to get that energy pumping.
Wow.
Man.
You want the mantle.
Listen.
Will, you want to be our leadoff hitter tomorrow?
Come on, baby. I'm Bryce Harper in this thing, baby.
Well,
get me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit a home run. You think what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm going to hit a grand slam tomorrow, baby.
Leadoff hitter.
Leadoff, Bryce Harper, Grand Slam. We're all over the place. That's all right.
Yeah, but all right. But listen, I'm going to say the Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be a doubleheader, Saturday, Phillies, Eagles, Sunday. But I just need, listen, AJ, the city love you. The fans love you, bro. All you got to do is, you know, say what you need to say to Jalen and the offensive coordinator, man, because we're going to need you in these games.
Well, there's no question about that. We're going to unpack it, and Will, we appreciate the phone call, and it's under consideration that Will in the Northeast will be the leadoff hitter tomorrow. All right, on the other side, Rhea's going to be with us, and we're talking Phillies-Dodgers. NLDS, do you expect the Phillies to win this series? Expect it? Or are you in the camp of, I hope they win this series. Plus, A.J. Brown spoke yesterday, had a lot to say both to the media and then apparently on Twitter again. We will unpack that and react to it all with you. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score a bet before the game kicks off. If your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot, kind of like Devontae Adams tonight. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.